Evening Boo fans, Liam here. It's pretty past seven. It's starting to get a bit dark. And I decided to go for a walk around the block for the first time in years. Because I live in a semi-rural area, I just did a posted a photo up a minute or so ago. Everybody lives on acreage, so a walk around the block is literally about 4.5 kilometres. Why am I walking around the block for the first time in years? Well, I decided today, as I've had some trouble finding work, so I don't actually have any skills or certificates or pieces of paper that say I'm fantastic at this, that or the other, that I'd make an appointment with somebody at the recruiting agency, a recruiting office, as it were, for the Australian Army. Yeah, I know, the Army. It's used to be that once you went past 35, you couldn't apply to join. They've relaxed those conditions somewhat on the condition that you stay in for a bit longer than you would otherwise have done a few years ago. So I have an appointment to measure my aptitude because when I was in year 12, I think in England they call it upper six or whatever. I fucked around. My results were pretty shit. So I'm an intelligent person, but my results don't show. So I have an appointment for some initial aptitude testing. Which leads me back to, why am I walking at 27? Well, yeah, 20 past 7 at night for the first time in years. One, my body mass index should be no higher than 30. It's 33.1. So I need to lose about 12 kilos before I actually make the full application, actually set things going. But yes, you can apply up until you're 53. And as I've only just turned 39, once I lose the weight, I'm going to, unless something else comes up in the meantime, I'm going to apply to enter in to Duntroon, which is the Royal Military College. So you don't have to do a degree to get in, which is the Australian Defence Force Academy. That's 4 years you can be staffed. It's 18 months. It's in Canberra, so it's only about 4 hours drive away. Ish. No, it depends. So, yeah, thought I'll get the ball rolling on that. Get paid a reasonable amount of money while I'm studying, so I can still pay off the house, still get a computer, get a decent job, and get some skills out of it. Told my dad. My dad was pretty stoked, because my dad was in artillery in Vietnam. So he said, "What corps are you going in, son?" And I said, "We apply for a few, and I've got to get through this aptitude testing first, but I'm going to apply for infantry and artillery." So, yeah, this could be an ongoing thing, which means, of my three planned podcasts, yes, I know I'm overly ambitious. Two of those probably won't happen for quite some time. Definitely the Voyager one will at some point. The general history one, haphazard history, will probably still go ahead in some form or another. But, you know, it's early days yet. They might decide I'm a retard. Not suitable for the employment within the Australian Army. So, there you go. I'll keep you guys posted and have a good night.